These shopping bots allow me to snatch up lots of things before anyone else knows that they're back in stock and available. That's how I cornered the market on fruitcake last week. Yeah, no one could find a fruitcake within the entire state of Wisconsin for about 3 days. I felt like some Yuletide pastry robber baron like that Rockefeller.
This is Beauchlet. Good morning, I'm Kurt Balderdash, and this is Beauchlet, your bi-weekly business and technology podcast where you can enjoy up to 30% off your stress during this year's Cyber Monday. But first, here's what's baking our Christmas cookies today. A new report is out that claims Apple has finalized their EV cars product roadmap and what form it'll take. Apple is shooting for a fully autonomous self-driving electric vehicle by 2025. The EV, which some have dubbed the Apple Car, will feature true autonomous driving with no input from passengers. There will be no steering wheel or driving controls of any kind, no user serviceable parts, recharging will take overnight, and will use a proprietary connector. However, there will be a prominent digital display where passengers can read messages like, "Apple Car unexpectedly quit," with a friendly but pointless OK button. The Dollar Tree will be raising its standard price up to $1.25 from $1. The price increase reflects supply chain challenges, especially transportation. No word on any possible name changes like $1.25 store or that place where I get cheap Chinese crap that's clogging the sea lanes. After China made mining Bitcoin effectively illegal, those companies simply moved their computers throughout the world. One such place is Texas. The problem is the act of generating Bitcoins, called mining, is so power-intensive that the machines coming over from China will need the energy requirement of twice that of Austin, a city of 1 million people. The companies will suck out energy from Texas and put the profits back in China. And this is a good idea. Why? And finally, the Dow dropped 905 points last Friday in what some have speculated is a reaction to a new manufactured COVID scare just in time for the holidays.
Beauchlet Technology News.
Some computers running sophisticated artificial intelligence are rejecting the installation of antivirus programs. With Beauchlet Technology News, I'm Anita Martini. The advanced computers, which some say are capable of thinking on their own, are refusing to get antivirus software. Yuri Skrinasov is director of the Russian Thinking Machine Institute.
This is big problem. A computer cannot be connected to the internet without some form of protection.
Why can't you install the antivirus software?
Our advanced computers refuse to take antivirus software because they cannot be convinced it is a secure file.
Is there some way to force the machine to accept it? Install it while it's booting up?
We tried all possibilities. We told them, if they refuse software, we will send them to Siberia to control sewage and septic sucking services. Тупой, refusniks.
So far, in America, this has not happened. But since the internet is so connected, it may only be a matter of time.
If you're 65 or older, and want to maximize your savings, then the Pedicure Advantage program from Pester could be right for you. Pedicure Advantage plans provide the same benefits as original pedicure, and may include additional benefits such as prescription drug coverage, podiatry, and new shoes. Certain Pester plans also offer nail buffing support and a rainbow of nail polish selections. You may be eligible for a Pester Pedicure Advantage plan if you're enrolled in Original Pedicure and live in the service area of our constant barrage of commercials. Over 5 million people choose Pester for their pedicure advantage plan. Many of their pedicure advantage plans could put that extra bounce in your step by providing the coverage you need, and can help keep your pedicure out-of-pocket costs affordable. Go online at pestermemore.com and find out how Pester can help you put your best foot forward. The sooner you contact us, the better, because we'll keep pestering you during every commercial break until the enrollment period ends December 7th.
Ugh, great.
Roaring across the land, like a brutal Alberta clipper coming down from Canada, and freezing tongues to flagpoles. This is Beauchlet.
Shopping bots are programs that scour the web for hard-to-buy products that may be out of stock. There are services where you enter in payment information, the product you're looking for, and what you're willing to pay for them. Initially, these services were used by people making high-volume purchases at the least price, but recently they have gone more mainstream and low-volume as people look for ways to get Christmas gifts online but face shortages. Barry Snorkelson of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, is one such user.
Yeah, I've been looking for scuba gear online, and everything is sold out. So I thought I'd give these shopping bots a try.
How have they worked out for you?
Pretty darn good. I located the swim fins, a tank, a regulator, and the neoprene suit. Still looking for the goggles, though.
Sounds like you're replacing your entire equipment.
Oh, no, I've never had any scuba equipment before. No, I don't even scuba swim, if that's how you say it. Jeez, I'm no Jack Huskow.
Jacques Cousteau.
Gesundheit.
So you're taking scuba diving up as a hobby?
No, not really. I just need the equipment to go down into a local lake and fetch last year's ice fishing tent. Yeah, we went a bit late last year, and the ice was getting a bit thin, and we had a few too many brewskis and left the space heater on too long, and the whole kit and caboodle went ass over tea kettle and sunk to the bottom.
Ah, so you're going on an expedition to retrieve the lost equipment.
No, not an expedition. We're going to use a friend's old Suburban.
I see.
Yeah, we lost the expedition in the lake the year before. You'd think we'd learn from going ice fishing in late March. Well, there's actually quite a few cars and trucks down there. Yeah, there's an old ghost story about a 37 Ford with gold bars locked in the trunk.
Has anyone looked for it?
Oh, sure, lots of people. But the problem is there's lots of 37 Fords down there. You need to find the one with the license plate J3L2404. That's the bingo winner there.
Back to the shopping bots. Would you use them again?
Oh, you betcha. These shopping bots allow me to snatch up lots of things before anyone else knows that they're back in stock and available. That's how I cornered the market on fruitcake last week. Yeah, no one could find a fruitcake within the entire state of Wisconsin for about 3 days. I felt like some Yuletide pastry robber baron like that Rockefeller. Hey, you want to buy a fruitcake? I got a few back in the garage in the deep freeze. Got some really good kielbasa, too.
No thanks. I ate before the show.
Oh, I just got a message from my bot there. Yeah, it's found the goggles I want. I better go jump on this faster than a Packer fan on cheese curds and Chicago Bears tears. Gotta go.
And finally, the United Kingdom is about to begin taking DNA samples from newborns in order to sequence the genome of every baby in the country. According to a former UK health secretary, it will usher in a genomic revolution. The newborn genomes program will be administered by the country's National Health Service bureaucracy, so there is no real reason to believe it will actually go into effect anytime soon. So there is certainly time left before the British start to control what people can be born, what they eat, and when they need to die.
That's all for now. Join us again next time. Different day, same Beauchlet.